This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Okay, well, good morning, councillors-elect, soon-to-be councillors, and the mayor. Welcome to today's swearing-in ceremony. Obviously, the conditions are a little bit unusual because of the COVID-19 crisis. So when that is done and when we're able to actually move away from some of the social distancing, we would like to do a proper ceremony because the reality is this is a very important occasion. I'd like to congratulate every one of you on your election. It's really a momentous moment for you personally and also for the Shire. So it's going to be really important that we do something to celebrate properly once we can do that. But it's also very important that you get sworn in as quickly as possible so that we can get on with the business of council. And there is a lot of business of council, as you'll see over the next couple of weeks. Things are going to run a little bit differently. Normally we have a lot more time to do a lot of detailed induction. We're still going to do induction. We'll still go through all of that, but it's going to be very accelerated and you're going to have to start making decisions very quickly. Some of you will already be experienced with some of the procedures. Councillor Scomazone and Councillor McEwen, for you, I'll work with you individually if you would like to get you up to speed, but you're not going to have the luxury of time that one would normally have in these circumstances. Now, that being said, let's get on to the actual ceremony. The way I'd like this to run is that I'm going to call each of you up alphabetically by surname, one at a time. I'm going to get you to repeat after me the declaration of office, and then we're going to sign the official declaration, and at that point you will officially be a councillor of the Douglas Shire. With that in mind, Councillor-elect McEwen, if you could please step forward. And if you could stand on the X there so that we maintain our social distancing. I'm going to give you the cheat sheet so that if you lose your place when you're repeating after me, you can look down at that.
Sure.
So we'll start. I, Peter Francis Scott McEwen.
I, Peter Francis Scott McEwen.
Having been elected as a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council.
Having been elected as a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
In accordance with the local government principles.
In accordance with the local government principles.
And code of conduct.
And code of conduct.
Under the Local Government Act 2009.
Under the Local Government Act of 2009.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
Congratulations, you are now a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council. And I would shake your hand, and of course, we're not doing that in this day and age.
So, thank you.
If you can. Now, we're giving each person a pen.
Yep.
I'll just grab the pen from your. Amy, if you could grab the pen. And we'll do two copies, one that you can keep and one that we'll keep for our records. And there we are. Okay,
yeah, thank you.
You've all seen how it's done, so. Okay, could I now call on Abigail Fanella Noy, please? Did I pronounce it incorrectly?
No, it's good. It's not
So if you'll repeat after me, please. I, Abigail Fanella Noy.
I, Abigail Fanella Noy.
Having been elected as a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council.
Having been elected as a councillor for the Douglas Shire Council.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
Excellent. In accordance with the local government principles.
In accordance with the local government principles.
And code of conduct.
And code of conduct.
Under the Local Government Act 2009.
Under the Local Government Act 2009.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
Congratulations, you are now re-elected for your third term, I believe. Congratulations. I will now call on Lisa James Gomezon. Lisa, if you could please repeat after me. I, Lisa James Gomezon.
I, Lisa James Gomezon.
Having been elected as a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council.
Having been elected as a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
In accordance with the local government principles.
In accordance with the local government principles.
And code of conduct.
And code of conduct.
Under the Local Government Act 2009.
Under the Local Government Act 2009.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
Congratulations, you are now Councillor of the Douglas Shire Council. So if you'll sign under the signature and then I will witness it. Thank you very much. And I will now call on Roy Charles Zamataro. And Roy, if you can please repeat after me. I, Roy Charles Zamataro.
I, Roy Charles Zamataro.
Having been elected as a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council.
Having been elected as a councillor of the Douglas Shire Council.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
Declare that I will faithfully and impartially fulfil the duties of the office.
In accordance with the local government principles.
In accordance with the local government principles.
And code of conduct.
And code of conduct.
Under the Local Government Act 2009.
Under the Local Government Act 2009.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
Congratulations, you are now re-elected to the Douglas Shire Council as a councillor. And that now concludes the official ceremony. Again, I want to congratulate those who have been re-elected and those who are newly elected. And I'd also like to note our new mayor. As I said, we have a lot of work to get on with. Congratulations, and I very much look forward to working with all of you on a very large agenda that we have. Thank you.